my finger to the bone, to pluck a rose of fairest kind, that
Elmer Houghton. I'm not sure. I guess I better not use that word.
It's all right.
And he wished to marry well. Once on a time in this man's life, he wanted help to get a wife. So Mrs. Hill he did engage to speak for him in her old age. And some way or other, by hook or by crook, she managed to give the girls all a good look. Determined that Elmer would be an old bach, unless up to Houghton's, I think it is, he made the match. No, less to Elwell's he made the match. The girl was Clara Elwell, the girl he went to see. But she became another man's wife that day, so they told me. Well, Elmer, he did hurry up and don his coat and hat and went and hired a nice team. Of course, the horse was bad. He gathered up the lines, took the horse whip in his hand, for he had found a sweetheart and he was in fairy land. This poor old horse was tired out, such treatment could not stand, and he was left behind, and Elmer went on foot, I understand. He stayed all day and late at night, till sick of him she grew. Then he took his hat and started, but his sparking wasn't through. He said, tomorrow will be Monday, her love I'll learn, for tomorrow she'll be washing, and the wringer I will turn. So he turned the wringer all day long, till the washing it was done. Then he helped to hang her clothes to dry out in the morning sun. And he said to her, tomorrow night there is a dance. Now will you go with me? If you say yes, how happy I will be. In astonishment, she looked at him, and she quickly answered, no. I love to dance, and shall be there. With my husband I will go. He took his hat and started, and quickly said good day. I've acted like a little fool. No longer will I stay. But I hope you'll be successful when you settle down in life. But I'll never turn the ringer for another fellow's wife. House right next to the covered bridge there. He came out, and the snow slid off from the roof. There was nothing to prevent it from coming right straight down, so he opened the door and walked right out. And he stood there, came out the door, and stood on the steps, and snow hit him. And he turned around, he looks up at the roof, and he looked down at the snow, and you could just see the disgusting manner on his face. And he said, well, by God, he said, you couldn't wait a minute till a fella got out from under there, could you?
When the shot and shell were screaming upon the battlefield, the boys in blue were fighting, their noble flag to shield. Came a cry from their brave captain, look, boys, our flag is down. Who'll volunteer to save it from disgrace? I will, a young voice shouted. I'll bring it back or die. Then sprang into the thickest of the fray. Saved the flag, but gave his young life, all for his country's sake. They brought him back and softly heard him say, just break the news to mother, tell her how dear I love her. Tell her there is none other that could take the place of mother. From afar a noted general had witnessed that brave deed, came riding up. Who saved the flag? Speak up, my boys, 'twas noble, brave indeed. Here he lies, sir, said the captain. He's sinking very fast. Then slowly turned away to hide a tear. The general in a moment knelt down beside the lad, then gave a cry that touched all hearts that day. He's my son, my brave young hero. I thought you safe at home. Forgive me, father, for I ran away. Just break the news. Oh, that's over again.
Say it over again.
Just break the news to mother. Tell her how dear I love her. Tell her there is none other that will take the place of mother.
A chieftain to the highland bound, Christ boatman, do not tarry,
and I'll give thee a silver pound to row me o'er the ferry. And who be ye who cross Loch Gyle this dark and stormy water? Oh, I'm the chief of Ulva's Isle, and this Lord Ellen's daughter. And fast before her father's men, 3 days we fled together, and should he find us in the glen, my blood would stain the heather. His horsemen hard behind us ride, should he our steps discover, oh, who would cheer my bonny bride when they have slain her lover? Outspoke the hardy Highlander, I'll go, my chief, I'm ready. It is not for your silver bright, but for your winsome lady. And by my word, your bonny bird in danger shall not tarry. For though the foam is raging white, I row ye o'er the ferry. By this the storm grew loud apace, the water wrath was shrieking, and in the scowl of heaven each face drew back as they were speaking. The boat has left a stormy land, a stormy sea is before her, when oh too strong for human hand, the tempest gathers o'er her. But still they ride amid the roar of water wrath prevailing. Lord Ellen reached the fatal shore, his wrath was changed to wailing. For sore dismayed through storm and shade, his child he did discover. One lovely hand was stretched away, but one was round her brother, lover. Come back, he cried in grief, across the stormy water, and I'll forgive your Highland chief, my daughter, oh my daughter. 'Twas vain the wild waves lashed the shore, return or aid preventing. The waters wild went o'er his child, and he was left lamenting.
Once there was
a sailor boy.
Courage.
With courage stout and bold, who courted a lady with thousands of gold. Her father said, dear daughter, if this be your intent, to wed this poor sailor boy, I'll never give consent. She wrote a long line to her sailor boy did say, to her sailor boy did send, all for to let him know her old father's intent. It is true I am sincere, and to you I will prove true, for there's none in this world I can fancy but you. So he dressed himself up in bright apparel to appear, disguised like a prince to the old man did steer. With a star upon his breast, his love he went to sea again, and the old man was pleased with this young prince of Spain. What comes next? There's a verse in that I can't think of, but with saying it over, it may come to me. What do you say? What comes
to I say the full flowing glasses.
No.
Because he...
Well, we'll put in the full flowing glasses, but there's a verse in there. The full flowing glasses went merrily around. The old man dealt out his daughter her 12,000 pounds. Then up steps the sailor boy, saying, don't you know me?
Didn't they go to the church before he said that?
Away to the church, that goes before the other one. They drove with great speed. The old man gave way his daughter indeed. Then the full flowing glasses went merrily around. The old man dealt out his daughter her 12,000 pounds. Then up steps the sailor boy, saying, don't you know me? I'm that little sailor boy you once turned away. But since I have outwitted you and crafted, that isn't right there, my life. I have 12,000 pounds and a beautiful wife. You may go to the devil, the old man, he cried. You've robbed me of my daughter, my money besides.
Had I known
this, then your plot, neither money or daughter had I, would I ever have got. I wonder, I maybe can fill in that last, or I stop. If I keep on saying it over, it may come to me. And if I do get it, I'll keep repeating it until I can remember it with a little help.
Do best you can. Sons of freedom, listen to me, and ye daughters to live here. You a sad and mournful story, as was ever told shall hear. How you know his troops surrendered and defenseless left the west. Then our forces quick assembled the invaders to resist. And amongst our troops that marched to Erie were the Kingston's volunteers. Captain Thomas then commanded to protect our west frontier. And tender were the scenes of parting. Mothers wrung their hands and cried. Maidens wept their swains in secret, and fathers strove their hearts to hide. Get away. Sons are free amongst the troops that marched to Erie were the Kingston's volunteers. Captain Thomas then commanded to protect our west frontiers. But there's one among the number, tall and graceful in his mien, firm his step, his look undaunted, scarce a nobler youth was seen. One sweet kiss he snatched from Mary, craved his mother's prayer once more, pressed his father's hand and left him for Lake Erie's distant shore. Soon they came where Soon they came where noble Perry had assembled all his fleet. Here the gallant bird enlisted, hoping soon our foe to meet. Where is Bird? The battle rages. Is he in the strife or no? Lo, the cannons roar tremendous. Dare he meet the hostile foe? But behold, a ball has struck him. See the crimson current flow. Leave the deck, exclaimed brave Perry. No, cried Bird, I will not go. Here on deck I took my station, near will Bird his colors fly. I will stand by you, gallant captain, till we conquer or we die. Still he fought, though faint and bleeding, till the stars and stripes arose. Victories having crowned our efforts, all triumph o'er our foes. Then did Bird receive a pension? Was he to his friends restored? No, nor never to his bosom clasped a maid his heart adored. For there came most dismal tidings from Lake Erie's distant shore. Better far if Bird had perished midst the battle's awful roar. Brother, sister, read this letter, 'tis the last you'll hear from me. I must suffer for deserting from the brig Niagara. Then sad and gloomy was the morning. Bird was ordered out to die. Where's the breast not dead to pity, but for him would heave a sigh? see them bite and bear his fetters, hush they clank upon the ear. But then see he kneels upon his coffin, sure his death can do no good. Spare him, hark, O God, they've shot him. See his bosom streams with blood. The goodbye bird, farewell forever. Home and friends you'll see no more. For his mangled corpse lies buried on Lake Erie's distant shore.
Doesn't tell it in the song, just about brave fighter and.
No, that isn't it. He was a brave fighter,
mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't leave after he was shot. But somewhere or other, they don't say how, or what, or when. But he deserted, I suppose, wanted to come home or something, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserted from the brig Niagara, mm-hmm. And got away. And that's why they got him then and shot him.
Yeah.
You know, those times, a deserter. They shot him.
Yeah.
That was back, you know. This Battle of Lake Erie, Dave Perry was the head man of the Battle of Lake Erie. You probably remember all about that. After the,
yeah.
All of it.